the musical idea came to me as I was just playing around on the guitar, bouncing around on the D chord a little bit, and then sliding down the neck to see what would happen next. And then I just made up some words, and the idea of being on the floor hit me. So I just played around with that a little bit, as you see here. The first part of the song, the first section of the lyrics that you hear, were things that came to me as I was playing around. So I got down the rough idea and left it. Then I had a look at a note I got about some plans that our church is having in the future for new themes for services, and I noticed that I'll be playing something on January, on the 8th of January, and the topic is, I will not let you fall and I will not leave you, from Joshua chapter 1. And I thought, okay, there's an idea. I can work with that. I can make that happen. And that's where the second part of the lyrics came from, anticipating falling more. The idea, the basic idea I have at the moment, the song is not done, it's still in concept, is a person who has come down on his luck and he thinks it's going to get worse. Things look pretty bad. And the idea here is that God will not leave him.
Falling more, things have gone from bad to worse. I fear that this may be a curse. And then, oh, then, fall on my knees, fall on my knees, fall on my knees, and I cry.
If this song works out to be the way it very often is, I usually try to get a first verse, which you see here, and then perhaps an idea for a chorus or a refrain, and sometimes I get a bridge as well. If I look at the standard format, kind of a pop song of verses, chorus, and bridge. Most often the bridge comes to my attention at the end. In any case, in this song right now, I like the basic sound of the music. I like the at least first couple of lines of the lyrics, and generally when I like that, it drives the development of the rest of the song. So sometimes it comes to me all in one flush, boom. Other times I work on it for a very long time. In some cases can be even up to a year later that I discover a song again and come back and develop the lyrics. In this case, since the motivation is writing it for a particular church service, it's probably going to be a higher priority for me, so I'll pay more concentrated attention to it than I would otherwise. Yeah, so that's it. This is episode number 2. Thank you for joining me. I hope this is interesting, helpful to you. This is designed to give you ideas about how my song development process comes into being. This is not intended to be a podcast that shares full songs. If you would like to hear full songs, that's available at other places. In the meantime, if you would like to get in touch with me, you can contact me at nlnnet@gmail.com. That's nlnnet@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please stay tuned. Bye now.